Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental programme on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. And this week we're taking to the river. And like a lot of people in the city, I often walk my dog by the river shore. I have seen dolphins in the river, an otter, geese, swans, bird life. But what about the quality of the water? What about the communities that live on the river? How has life changed? And who looks after our riverways? Well, to get an answer to some of these questions, I took a boat trip with the Schlee Initiative here in Waterford, and we sailed from the quay to the Barrow Bridge and back. And the event was part of the People and Planet project, which is funded by the EU as part of the Year of Sustainability. And the speakers on board spoke about all aspects of the three pillars of sustainability: economic, environmental and social. And first up was Fran Igo, who is the South West Regional Coordinator of the Local Authority Water Programme, and they're in charge of everything that has to do with the water except what comes out of the tap. And bear in mind, we were sailing down the river, so you'll hear that gentle hum of the engine as we move along.
When you think about what we have here in terms of the ecology, the wildlife, the beauty, you know, you have some very rare fishes which people may not even be familiar with here, like the Tweed Shad, the Isle of Shad. They go up to Carrick and Shore to spawn and up to St. Mullins. We've one of the most famous places, never mind in Ireland, but in the world for those fishes. You also have the European smelt, which is really important as well, and lampreys and a whole range of other fishes. And at night it was interesting when the tide was out, when we patrolled, we'd have the lights off. And we'd have the night vision. I'm giving away lots of secrets here now. The night vision goggles on, and you could see, eyes on the beach, and they weren't human. You know, it was literally foxes and badgers coming down to feed off the shellfish and stuff. So, and really quiet and peaceful, and you'd see the herons out and that. So, there's a lot going on that we just don't see a lot of times. It's very important we look after it.
A theme continued by Andrew Doherty of the Tides and Tails Community Project. Now, the project works to foster a deeper understanding and appreciation of our maritime heritage. And Andrew spoke about the people who live on the river now, but also who lived and worked on the river in the past.
We have an enviable reservoir of social history and folklore, hinted at by place names, navigation lights, wrecks, pills, embankments, weirs, boats and old quays. Although to some it may seem like a best forgotten era of hard work, strife and incredible struggle, to others the rivers represent a remarkable rich history and heritage, an era, to borrow a very apt phrase I think, of iron men and wooden boats, of fishermen, of sailors, of cockle pickers, of net makers, of lighters and lightermen, of hobblers, pilots, watchmen, jarvies, porters, and customs officials. The work of our project seeks to connect the present society with the past so that we may value and appreciate what these people achieved. But it's also about those that still continue these proud traditions, fishermen, boatmen, and river families that know the stories of the past and still practice those skills. It only takes a generation to lose this heritage. Although we do not underestimate the challenge of our project, we do believe with support and understanding, real progress to sustain these river communities is possible.
Friends of the St. John's River Group were also represented, and the community group was formed about 15 years ago to help the river return to its glory days, about which Owen Nevins spoke.
Now, the reason I'm there is that I grew up on the Cork Road Estate, and St. John's River and the bogs, that's where we played, rarely at all. So that's where we were fond of it. And back then, I used to walk from the Cork Road into St. Declan's, which was down the water side. And at that time, there were barges that used to bring the coals up to the gasworks. And if you know the Pill or Johnstown, the bridge there, during the summer, there were swimming competitions that you'd swim from there up to the gashouse bridge. If you go where the river, St. John's River, goes out towards, we just say, the Tremor direction, it takes a sharp right turn at that point. Strangely enough, the locals called it the Big Bend, and it is a famous swimming spot. So if people didn't want to go to the Tramore or didn't have the money for the train at the time, they would swim at the Big Bend. Now, they didn't always wear togs either, you know, so that the much to the amusement of the passengers passing on the Tramore train.
And now, how is the river being managed and what are the plans for its future? Fran Igo again.
We have issues around climate change, obviously, but just in terms of managing the stocks to inshore fisheries, the shellfish, if you think about the Conagher and Dungarvan, think about the, you know, the dredging here in the estuary. You've got a number of industries here in terms of how they're managed, different licenses, authorizations, and then the river itself. If you look at the water quality coming down from, say, Tipperary to here, and we don't often think about this, and farmers in Tipperary certainly don't think about it, in terms of nitrates, and we're trying to, you know, bring that message to them, and we've another projects, a number of projects doing that, but water quality in the last 12 years or so in Tipperary County has dropped, relatively speaking, by almost 50%, so 46-48%. And that's a massive, massive decline in water quality. And if you think about the nitrates, all the surface nitrates ends up down here. Because nitrate is a limiting factor for marine growth. In fresh water, it's phosphate. So you can see how complicated it is that you've got counties draining into here, the Barrow, the North, the Shore, that ultimately impact on the water quality here. So the nitrate loading on the shore is quite significant in terms of where we need to go. So look, we are working with industry, dairy co-ops, there's a few exciting projects. If anybody wants to talk to us about that, I'm very happy to do so. What we would like to do is get this working group going, but because we want to make sure that it actually is something real. We don't want to have a talking shop.
And there you have it, just a taste of what happened last week as we went down the river. Join me again next week for more Hours to Protect.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.